Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Brothers and sisters, to God be the glory. Period. To God be the glory, period. If it's any of you on this line and you're not saved, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, everything you're listening to is not going to do you any good, because everything of God works by God in the person of His Son, the Word, who became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Full of grace and truth, the only begotten Son of God, in the person of God himself, becoming flesh and dwelling among us, because the Bible says he could swear by no other. So he came and liberated us himself. He used his own power by his own spirit. And all of this was done through a passion and a work of compassion. Compassion, brothers and sisters, means that God was so concerned, and he felt so much for us that he was moved to do something about the state that we had fallen into when his first creations sinned against him. John chapter 14, verse 6 says to you and I, tells us that you have to believe Jesus. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, you have to believe it. And if there's any evidence of your being saved, it's going to be your level of belief and faith in God. Not in yourself, not in, the Bible says, it tells you about the arm of flesh. Tells you not to put your trust, flesh tells you don't put your trust in no man. God said it in Genesis. It said he repented that he had even made man because man's heart was so desperately wicked. So you're supposed to put your trust, your confidence, and your faith in God. And when you do that, all the things of God will work for you. It tells you that in Ephesians 1, verse 18, 19. It tells you that. I said, and sometimes I'm glad that some of these things are on the blog talk, so you could download them and listen to them. I didn't do yesterday because, what happened? Oh, Blog Talk was under maintenance. And by the time they came out of that, I had to make a little trip to Charleston yesterday, which was horrendous, really. And then when I came back home, I had to really pray some stuff up off of me, off of you, when you encounter it. You see, the Bible says there's none holy but God. And that's why you can trust him. You can trust him because he already knows the end from the beginning. And he's just watching you and I work out the middle. What's he watching us for? To see our faith and trust and confidence in him. brothers and sisters, your walk with God is supposed to be a faith walk. God tells you that you walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says that we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error because God hears us. But if you're not saved, you're not going to hear God. You're not going to hear him correctly. The Bible says that God wants to sanctify you, set you apart, holy, not fragmented, holy. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The Bible says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. You have a responsibility in all of this. Not to play the blame game. We are guilty. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you are supposed to play out a life of forgiveness and a life of love. Why? Because the Bible says, love is of God. And God is love. Now, I know it's going to take us a while, see, really, to perfect that love. But you can start right now. You can stop playing the blame game. You can stop holding somebody else responsible, even if they really are, or if they really were. Responsible for all the misery that you have encountered, because it's really, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What's supposed to be shed abroad in your heart, and it is done by the power of the Holy Spirit, is the love of God. Everything we talked about, witchcraft and all that stuff, it has one purpose: to distract you from the love of God. If the Bible says that there's now no condemnation, why are you still condemning people? Why are you still condemning them? Because you haven't forgiven them as an act of your will. Because see, brothers and sisters, everybody needs love. I don't care who you are. Everybody needs to feel the value and the goodness of love. We all do. But it's really a shame. It's really a shame that some of us have to feel like we got to get that from another person. You do. But first, it's got to encompass you. You got to know and value the love that God gave you. Until you can do that, you're going to have difficulty loving anybody else. Now, I know we got some narcissists listening. And the sad point about a narcissist is that they have a crazy love for themselves. They have a love so ingrained for themselves that their conscience is seared. And due to that narcissistic definition of love, they're almost incapable of loving anybody else to the degree with which they love themselves. But you know what? The world says to give up on a narcissist. The world says get away from them. Run away from them as fast as you can. Because they will, one of their purposes is to make you crazy. Because narcissism, I don't know why I'm going this way this morning. Help me, Jesus. Had no intention, I just, help me, Lord. Your will be done. Narcissists have such deep-rooted issues that you got to penetrate. And I know God can do anything and everything, but they have such a deep level of dissatisfaction with themselves that they take every level of that deep dissatisfaction and they work on their own mind and they project themselves through this love of themselves that is so ridiculously crazy. Nobody, not even themselves, can measure up to it. Because their conscience been seared. The Bible says, seared like a hot iron. And then, when you get a narcissist, and they got that sociopathic nature, oh boy, they know to say the right thing at the right time, get the right image, like a block of ice. It's just has no heart in it. And they too have one purpose, and that's to make you crazy. Because I believe all these things are demonically brought on. Brothers and sisters, there's something called sanctification and redemption. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You are sanctified, meaning set apart by God. You know what they used to call it? Conversion. There's a conversion process that you go through after salvation. And a lot of people miss it completely. I don't know how. Well, if they're narcissists and if they are a sociopath, I know how. Because they can't see one inch outside of themselves. What they do is they make themselves their own God. And in making themselves their own God, they require worship. They require worship, and not only do they require worship, when they say they get saved, God, why am I going this way? When they say they get saved, understand something. Remember when Satan said, you shall be as God? I think that was the first narcissistic words uttered in the Bible, and it's been a problem ever since. Because Eve bought that lie. She bought that lie. And then she brought that lie to Adam. And that spirit been trying to make people live up to that lie ever since. Ever since. God desires to deliver us from the, why the word say, Colossians 1:13, power of darkness. Power of darkness. Think if you break it down, one translation says power and dominion of darkness. Power and kingdom of darkness. Brothers and sisters, there's real power and there's power. The enemy has power. Father has real power. You see, it takes real power to transform a man or woman. Nobody knows, nobody knows how it's done. And nobody can define it. You just know that you know that you know that you know that you know. So we've been looking at this witchcraft stuff. Frankly, I'm tired of talking about it. There's so much more you need to know about it in order for your walk with God to be successful. I believe the Bible says that times were going to wax worse and worse. Well, I don't know how much worse they could get when you have college students stabbing people to death and then eating their face off. I don't know how much worse it could get when you have whole schools overcome by demonic presence and 40 and 50 and 60 school kids in a state of complete chaos where they all have to be taken to the hospital, but then the doctors cannot find anything in the natural wrong with them. But they're all saying the same thing. We saw a shadow person. You ought to want to know how to protect you, your kids, and have knowledge, just a working knowledge. Just a working knowledge how to overcome, overpower, and destroy all this crazy stuff that's happening today. First Corinthians 15:57 saying, but thanks be to God, giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14 saying, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to what? Triumph in Christ. In Christ. You go to work, you need to be able to discern, not the flesh, what spirit's working with you, beside you. It gives you a wonderful sense of peace. It alerts you to what could happen or can happen, because you know. In Christ, God can alert you completely and fully. Brothers and sisters, people need Jesus. You got him. Are you going to share him with others? What is your purpose of wanting to be free? If you're not going to help somebody else. purpose. If you're a narcissist, we know what your purpose is. If you had on sociopathic tendencies, we know your purpose ain't for no good. What am I trying to say this morning? I could say a lot more, but I think the Bible says something about, but let a man examine his own self. You see, as I was in the truck riding to where I was going, a man called on the phone and the Lord say, answer the phone. Okay. This man thought he was calling a witch. I know that it happens all the time. I got these websites up that says stuff like, God can set you free from witchcraft, freedom from witchcraft, and witchcraft overcome. So the man called on the phone. I answered the phone, asked him his name, and in the course of the conversation, he told me where he lived. He said, I think he said, at some point he said, how much do you charge? I said, sir, I don't charge anything. What's your problem? I told him, I asked him the state of his relationship with the Lord. I told him, I listened to his situation. I asked him, what church did he go to? He said he loved the Lord, but he don't go to church. Now, let me tell you something. I don't go to church either. But I have church right on this property 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So if you tell me you don't go to church, that's okay. But what I want to know from this gentleman is, where are you getting your strength from? That's why you don't have any. That's why you are completely deplete of any spiritual strength or power or stamina. Comes from the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he went on to tell me, and I began to, in my own way, I said, I'll help you. What was happening is I began to have compassion for the man. A compassion rose up in me for the man. I said, but I'll help you based on one thing. In other words, this is what I charge. Have to find your church. You're going to have to get around some Bible believers. If you can't do that, you're going to have to get close to God as you can. If you can't do that, I can't help you. You want to know what I charge? That's what I charge. He said something. I can't remember exactly what he said. What he said, brothers and sisters, is not important. This is what he said. He said, I'm going to sum it up for you. I have family members doing witchcraft on me. And I said, did they go to a witch? So I knew he knew what he was talking about. He said, no, they went to a wizard. This man know a little something here. If he knew the difference between a witch and a wizard, I know he knew something. He said, and ever since they went to that wizard, I can't keep no money. I lost one job, then I got another one. And now this one, I might get laid off. And I began to listen to him, and God began to show me what kind of witchcraft he was under. I told him to go to the website, but I could not end the conversation with the man. And I began to have even more compassion for the man. And I began to pray for the man, and the man began to weep and cry. He was broken to the witches. Had broken him right to the point where he could come back to Jesus. God had allowed his state to become all the way to the gutter so he could pick him up, so he could save him for real. Because the man told me, he said, I love God. I read my Bible. Brothers and sisters, you can read it and it'll work for you. But when you have the Holy Spirit, it'll come alive for you. It'll live for you. It will make you come alive to it. So I continued talking to the man, and I began to do deliverance over the man in the truck while I'm riding in the truck on the way to Charleston. The demons came out. He didn't know what was doing. He didn't know what I was doing. But God, see, where you are so close enough to him, or he'll break you down to the point of desperation where he can work with you through that. But that is not the best way. But for some hard-headed, stubborn, rebellious people, it's the only way. How do I know? I was one of them. That's why I have so much compassion on them. I was rebellious, stubborn, hard-headed, felt like I had to be convinced. I was a fool. The demons out the man. The man was in a state of shock. How do I know? Because he called me back later and told me. And I told the man, I said, look, you're on the verge of losing something. He said, yeah. I said, it's either your car or your house. He said, yeah. I said, look, God's going to give you some money today. God's going to send you some money today to turn you around after this deliverance here. And then I had a word of knowledge. I said, and something's wrong with your legs too. He said, yeah, they swell. I said, oh, all that is a result of that witchcraft. So then I went back. I cast out that crippling witchcraft. And something else I asked him, I remember. Anyway, the man called my number again about 11:35 last night. Told me he was healed. Told me he was delivered. And told me that God gave him the money for his car. This man was a backslider. This man was just like Samson. He didn't know that God's anointing had completely departed from him. You know why? Because he was still reading his Bible. But that witchcraft had him under such a delusion. He thought he was still in the same place with God. He might have been where he thought he was in his mind. Spirit of God had departed from him. Well, Erica, why? How? Well, let me tell you that. Why? He was under such witchcraft bondage that he went to another witch to get the witchcraft off of him that the first witchcraft was used to put on him. Then, when that didn't work, he went to another witch, all the time paying their money, all the time cursing himself. Every time he went to the second witch, well, the witch wanted him to bring money back, so she gonna give him something supposedly to deal with the witchcraft problem, but included in that is something to draw him back to her for more money, feed the money source. Then that he could buy relief with money, even although he didn't have any money and his money was being depleted, but he knew that the only way that he could come out from under this first witchcraft was that somebody have more power to overpower that witchcraft with some more witchcraft. And he was messed up. But God delivered that man yesterday. I remember his name, I think. I didn't know the man. If the man walked up to me today, I wouldn't know nothing about him. I wouldn't see him. And I like it like that. Therefore, I don't have to assume, and he doesn't have to assume any person did it for him. The power of God did it for him. His faith, his confidence is directed to God, which is his source, which he never should have veered from that in the first place. Brothers and sisters, God is real, and he will be as real to you as you will allow him to be. Because he's still real and he's still, you know, he's still omnipotent, omniscient. And he doesn't like witchcraft. I believe he calls it abomination. So then after a lot of crazy stuff that went on yesterday, and I come home to pray and sort it out, you see, everything that happens in my personal life, I put it before God because I want to understand it. I want to understand it for two reasons. I want to know what it is. I want to know what spirit is behind it. I want to know how it operated. Two, I want God to fix it. And if I can understand it and if I can articulate it to him right, he can fix it and show me how to prevent that particular thing from ever happening again. So then I get this other call from Missouri. This lady says, "Is this Erica Shepherd?" Now, if you know me, you know I probably said, "Who wants to know?" And then she said, "I passed by somewhere," she said, "and they had this number on a piece of paper say, call Erica Shepherd." I say, "What?" It was the voicemail number 877. She said, and I'm in. She said, "Call Erica Shepherd for prayer." That's what it was. She said. She said, and I believe that the Lord let me find this number so I would call you because I'm in a a bad situation. I say, yeah. She say, I know my baby daddy, what did she say? My baby daddy woman, that's what she say, got something on me. And I said to her, your baby daddy woman, are we talking about your baby daddy wife? Or are we talking about your baby daddy girlfriend? She said, my baby daddy wife. I said, oh, wow. I said, you blessed that she ain't killed you. That's the way I see it. I said, you got a baby by another woman's husband? She said, yeah. She said, I got two. I said, I say, well, you know what? You better be doubly glad she ain't killed you. And she said, well, what you talking about? I said, what you calling me for? She said, because I need prayer to break this witchcraft. I said, no, sister. You need prayer, number one, to break that relationship, come out of all of that sin, and you need your mind back. She said, ain't nothing wrong with my mind. I said, you really believe that? I said, "You here you are, found a name on a piece of paper. You picked it up. You called it. And you're going to ask me to pray against your baby daddy wife." I said, now, if that ain't something wrong with your mind, I don't know what is. She said, well, you don't understand. I said, you're right. Help my understanding. Help me. Explain this to me. She said, he loves me. I said, uh-huh. Yeah. I say, where is he at Christmas time? Where is he at Easter? Where is he at Thanksgiving? He loves you that much, huh? I say, you don't even have to tell me. I know where he's at with his wife and his family. And when they get through with him, he'll creep over by you. I say, how you support his kids? She said, she did have a job, though. She said, I work. She said, I work. And then she told me where she worked. She had a pretty good job. I said, so what does your baby daddy do for your kids and you? I said, probably come around and sex you. And preferably you don't have another baby by another woman's husband. She said, I say, help me, help me. She say, every time I decide to leave him, I have dreams. And I sat back then, I said, uh-oh, about him. She said, I left him one time for 19 months. And all I could think about was him. I said, well, let me ask you this question. During those 19 months when you left him, what was the pull? I said, pardon me if it's anybody, I'm offending anybody, but this is the truth. I said, is it the sex? She said, you know what, miss? It ain't that. It's my mind. I said, uh-oh, sound like love potion. Sound like love witchcraft. I said, so then what happens? She said, he'll just show up. He showed up. And for 19 months, I could resist him. But on the 19th month, she said, something just came over me. I said, yeah, what'd it do? She said, I just had to have him. Then the compassion kicked in. I said, do you know anything about love, witchcraft? She said, no, but my grandmother told me he has something on me. I said, where your grandmother now? She said, she passed away. I said, what did your grandmother tell you to do? She said, my grandmother told me to go to church and to pray and to get the preacher to pray for me. I said, did you do it? She said, no, because I don't believe in that stuff. I said, you don't believe in it, huh? I said, what don't you believe in? Tell me what you don't believe in. She said, I don't believe in witchcraft. I said, oh, you can put a name to it. She said, yeah, my grandmother told me it was witchcraft. I said, well, if your grandmother told you it was witchcraft, what did she do? She said, my grandmother always prayed for me. I said, so you've been living off your grandmother's prayers. She said, we all did. I said, who is that? She said, my mama, my sisters, my brother. I said, what's your mom think? She said, my mom won't get into it because I beat her down verbally about it. I said, so you beat your mom down. Your grandma told you what the problem most likely was. I said, so why are you calling me? She said, I don't know. I found this paper. And I thought I better do something. Maybe this lady could help me. I'm going to tell you something, Tedline. I led her through a repentance prayer and a salvation prayer. And then I began to tell her about the same thing we were talking about, love, witchcraft, love, magic, and love potion. Before I could finish the conversation, she was vomiting. And I heard her little kid run in the room and say, Mommy, what's wrong? Mommy, what's wrong? And I just prayed, Lord, help this lady. And when I got through praying for her, she said, a fog lifted out of my head and out of this room. She said, I feel like, I said, let me tell you what just happened. I said, you just got delivered from love potion, love magic. I said, Jesus delivered you. Now you're going to have to give your life to him, which we just went through, but you're going to have to give your life to him for real. And it just so happened I could direct her to a deliverance church there in St. Louis. Brothers and sisters, times are waxing worse. Oh, by the way, come to find out, in her deliverance, the baby daddy had taken an article of her clothing, her underwear, to the witch. And they did the work through her underwear. I'm waiting for her to call me back today. Why did God send those two people yesterday? I believe God was looking at my own level of compassion. God did it. Jesus did it by the power of the Holy Spirit. The man lived on the coast up there, Outer Banks. The lady was calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Both of them love God in their own way. Both of them have been under severe long term. I forgot to tell you about the man. The person that had put the witchcraft on the man was his brother and his own brother and his aunt. The person who had put the witchcraft on this lady was a lady the baby daddy wife. The baby daddy wife put witchcraft on the woman that her husband was committing adultery with. Did the witchcraft work? Yeah, it worked. I told you God didn't say it didn't work. He forbids you and I to use it. Now, this all happened yesterday. I don't know what today is going to bring. I'm going to put up another website because it's time to take this warfare against this witchcraft stuff back out there. It had gotten better for the men and women of God with, you know, with all the teaching and everything, but it appears to me it has gotten worse. Just worse. Just absolutely worse. So you think, well, Erica, are you a witch? No. Mm-mm. Absolutely, positively not. And not only am I not a witch, God won't even allow you to see the people that are witches that he is allowed to come beside you to destroy you through witchcraft until it's his time. Talking to somebody. You see, I'm going to tell this story soon. I'm going to tell it real soon because it needs to be told. And you need to know that I just had to forgive a witch that came right here to my ministry and tried to kill me. And not only me, everybody here. They'll try to kill you. And they're always, when they had that stuff, they always come like they're the greatest victim that ever lived. Because if they can get in your heart, you're done for. That is when they come up alongside you to destroy you. Somebody determined that their job was to kill me, take me on out. But I'm still here because there's no power greater ever than the power of God. Yeah, brothers and sisters, we all make mistakes, but God ain't sent no witch to straighten you out. That is absolutely, positively not of God. Absolutely, positively. I would like to ask you, I'm going to put that other teaching that I didn't put up. I didn't put up yesterday's on the 40 days of deliverance. I'm going to put this up and I'm going to put that up. I want you to, just like you did the deliverance family tree, I want you to put up any way, any manner that you may have encountered any witchcraft. I want you to write it down. And when I do the deliverance from witchcraft, we'll tackle it. I want you to identify those areas. You know. But it's time to get any witchcraft residue any witchcraft spirits, any and all witchcraft supporting spirits, out of your life. Once and for all. Any witchcraft by inheritance, any witchcraft by culture, any witchcraft by transference. You may live in a witchcraft environment. Let's deal with it. Second Chronicles 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. 2. But did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places. You know, Ephesians chapter 6 talk about spiritual wickedness in high places. For he built again the high places, which Hezekiah his father had broken down. And he reared up altars. I told you about them altars yesterday. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's what God say. And made groves and worshipped all the hosts of heaven. The Bible say the Lord thy God is a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And served them. He built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children. It's time to get real. What have you caused your children? What kind of fires have you caused your children to have to walk? Caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Look at here. Also, he observed times with the fortune tellers, used enchantments, witchcraft. The Bible say, and used witchcraft. He used enchantments or bewitchments and used witchcraft. Look at here. And dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. I gave you some stories of these people today. Oh, yeah. Now the lady in the Missouri, she could turn away from her baby daddy, her baby's daddy, and be free. I told her, I suggested to her, the wife know her anyway, call her up. Let her know. You finish with that. Let him know. I suggested to her, you pray first. Because if a person is insane enough to put witchcraft on you to keep you, they just might do you some harm. I say, but you're going to have to trust God and do what's right. And if you do what's right, the Lord will keep you and protect you. The Bible says he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. He provoked God to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land, which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err. What was the error? Caused his children to pass through the fire, observed times, used enchantments, used witchcraft, dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards. It says, and the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they wouldn't hearken. The Bible said right up there that they did worse than the heathen. Worse than the heathen, the children of Israel. Verse 9. they would not hearken to God. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, you see this? He besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. It says here, and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. 14. Now, after this, he built a wall without the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, encompassed about Ophiel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer unto his God, and the words of the seers, the prophets, that could see, that spoke to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sin and his trespasses, and the places wherein he built high places and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers, the prophets that could see. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house. And Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father. Generation of sin, familiar spirits was in that man, because the same spirits his father had, he got. Same spirits your father had, you got. Make no mistake about it. For Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made and served them. Look here. And humbled not himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more, and his servants conspired against him and slew him in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amon. And the people of the land made Josiah, you know that story, Josiah the baby king, his son, king in his stead. 1 Samuel 15:22-24. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, brothers and sisters, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity, sins of the fathers, and idolatry, worshiping false gods. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from king. It's not just king. You and I call to be kings and priests unto the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. 2 Chronicles 33:5-7. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord, and caused his children to pass through the fire. Again, he observed times, fortune tellers, soothsayers, mediums, spiritualists, used enchantments, bewitchment, used witchcraft, dealt with familiar spirits and wizards, and brought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke the Lord to anger. Brothers and sisters, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, deep emotional and extreme dislike, loathing, hate, hostility, aversion, revulsion, contempt, variance, deviation from the normal standard, divergent or inconsistent, conflicting, in disagreement, in opposition, incompatible, emulations, to match or surpass a person by imitation, wrath, extreme anger, rage, fury, vexation, strife, angry and bitter disagreement, friction, discord, dissension, sedition, conduct or speech inciting rebellion, troublemaking, subversion, heresies, belief contrary to the Bible for Christians, dissension, nonconformity, envying, desire to have or possess something belonging to someone else. Jealousy. Resentment. Murders. The unlawful premeditated killing. I'm reading this to you in the natural, but I hope you're seeing this in the spirit. It's the problems that some of us have, some of you have. Your murder. It's funny because when I was looking at this, I saw the word ice. Rub out, dispose of the murder. Drunkenness, being intoxicated, paired, reveling, enjoying oneself in a lively, noisy way. Brothers and sisters, I found a Greek word. It means rioting. Boisterous, excessive, intemperate, and lustful. And such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Deuteronomy 13:17. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show thee mercy and have compassion upon thee and multiply thee as he hath sworn unto thy fathers. Can God really multiply you and other people to shape you in? Deuteronomy 33, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion on thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee. 18, 1 through 34, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt and maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. For as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat. Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Brothers and sisters, Leviticus chapter 4, verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them. Leviticus 4:13. And if the whole congregation of Israel, hear me, brothers and sisters, sin through ignorance, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which should not be done, and are guilty. I'm talking about sinning through ignorance. When a ruler has sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord his God concerning things which should not be done, the Bible says, and is guilty. Sin through ignorance. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty. Leviticus 5:15. If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, without estimation, by shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for a trespass offering. I'm talking about sinning through ignorance. Numbers 15:24. Then it shall be, if aught be committed by ignorance, without the knowledge, congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor unto the Lord, with his meat offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of goats for a skin offering. Brothers and sisters, you ain't got to do that today. But there is something you need to do. Numbers 15:25. And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, and their sin offering, and their sin offering before the Lord for their ignorance. For their ignorance. Numbers 15:27. And if any soul sin through ignorance, brothers and sisters, sin through ignorance, it is a sin to be ignorant. You can sin by ignorance. Romans chapter 12, 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Hebrews 13:3. Let brotherly love continue. The word got you. Ain't nothing else I could say. God wants you. What's the sacrifice God wants from you? He wants your heart. He wants your heart, brothers and sisters. He wants your heart to be right. You know. You know what you have done. You know whether or not you went to that fortune teller, palm reader, psychic. You know whether you went to a diviner. You know. You know what your parents may have told you about tipping over into that realm. And you can sin through ignorance. And you can offer up to God an offering, your heart, your repentance, what God wants. I read you about sin through ignorance, sin through trespasses, and sins through iniquities of ignorance I'm talking about. It's up to you. I leave you with that this morning. It's up to you. However you choose to handle it, it's up to you. I gave you and shared with you the word of God. I shared with you a testimony, mine, of the people that God had called here yesterday. If you don't even have compassion, you can get some. You think you can be like Jesus without having compassion? Wrong. The Bible said Jesus was moved with compassion. Some of you so selfish and hard-hearted, it ain't even funny. You're not allowing love to abound through you. You don't even want knowledge based on love. You want knowledge because of something you want to do. And the power of God, the works of God, and the knowledge of God all come through the love of God. Why? Because God himself is the very personification of love without condition. You prepare yourself for deliverance. Prepare your heart. The Lord is well able to deliver you and keep you free. Can you come to him with your whole heart? That's the question. Are you ready to allow him to fix your heart? Not through vanity, not through reasoning, pure and simple love. This is Erica Shepherd. I have 40 days to deliverance up to snuff in a few minutes. Blessings. I'll see you tomorrow on the 10 line.
Clap your hands.